This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Mental health is an important aspect of our overall well-being. The ability to focus and manage your emotions can be one of the important factors in determining success in life. Tammy Washington, Healthy Living Coordinator of Northeast Louisiana, talks about mindfulness and how to practice it and what benefits it can have for you and your child on this week's Time to Talk.
So, Tammy, tell me, what is mindfulness?
Mindfulness is a tool that assists children with self-regulation. Mindfulness will provide strategies for training their attention and helping them to focus on the present moment purposefully. Let me give you an illustration. You take a mason jar that's filled with water, and you add glitter and maybe some little small tokens in it. The glitter and tokens will represent the thoughts and feelings. You shake it up vigorously, and you'll see the glitter and tokens chaotically float throughout the water. Understand that this is what it's like for children and even adults when their thoughts and feelings are spinning out of control. So a child may start to act out and become irritated and edgy, frustrated, and unfocused. If you don't teach them how to regulate their feelings, just telling them to do what I say do will be a continuous cycle. It works temporarily. So mindfulness takes place as the glitter slowly stops floating and begins to settle to the bottom. For the child, this takes place when you get them to have slow and steady breaths. Their heart rate slow, their thoughts slow, and they're able to think and calm down about whatever's going on around. This is a life skill that we all should work hard at.
So why is this especially important for students today?
It's very important for students today because one of the first life skills that they learn is how to self-regulate. It is important for children to be able to see and to adjust to what's happening around them clearly. They learn skills that help them to settle themselves, to steady their minds, and to steady their hearts so they can function in this world as generous, kind, and compassionate individuals. This will definitely help them with their academics because when you're calm, then you're able to focus and you'll be a better test taker. You'll be better at sitting in class and being able to pay attention to what's being instructed.
So what are the long-term effects of mindfulness?
I'm glad you asked that question. Some of the long-term effects are minimized aggression. The parents will be able to see this, the teachers will observe it, and even the child will notice it. They will become more self-aware. When I say self-aware, I'm saying that they're knowledgeable of what they like. They know their personality and what their characteristics are. Then they accept themselves and they become more self-confident. And students who are more self-confident are more likely to accept others in spite of their differences.
How early can I start this?
You can start them at any age. Parents can teach this to their toddlers at home because children, you know, when they try to express themselves, it's because they don't know how to verbalize and they don't know how to calm themselves. So everything is pretty much learned after that.
Wow. Okay, I'm all in. So how do I get started with my child?
The first thing that I would recommend is that you would practice it yourself first because I think parents and adults are the best models. Children imitate everything that we do. So let's start with breaths. Not hard, heavy breaths, but take slow and steady breaths. Take 3 to 5 minutes a day and take slow, steady breaths and watch your thoughts slow down and watch your heart rate slow and just you begin to appreciate everything around you. Some other tips and things that you can do with your child is take them on a walk around the house or the park or community and be conscious of the things that's around them and it makes them more appreciative.
So Tammy, thanks for joining us at the Children's Table.
You're welcome, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life Magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.